After almost 20 years in the wings, the man who's been called one of America's greatest living playwrights, August Wilson, is stepping in front of the footlights. This weekend in Seattle, Wilson premieres his one-man show titled How I Learned What I Learned. It's based on events the playwright says he was lucky to survive. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW has this report.
August Wilson says his acting debut started out as a joke.
For the past couple years, I've been saying I was going to do a one-man show called I'm Not Spalding Gray.
The joke became reality a year ago when Seattle Repertory Theater asked Wilson to write a show to commemorate the company's 40th anniversary. The 63-year-old playwright decided to rework stories he likes to tell his friends in bars.
My first real girlfriend, I'm 20 years old, we go to the Oyster House downtown Pittsburgh. You know, she asks where the bathroom is, and a bartender says upstairs. And I go, excuse me, it's upstairs, ma'am. You know, and he looks at me and, like, tells me, go on, buddy, you know. And I'm like, no, it's a lady, man. Say upstairs, ma'am, and on. So then I challenged him to a duel.
Wilson says he'd been reading Guy de Maupassant's short stories about gentlemen defending their lady's honor. In his one-man show, Wilson calls this story the lesson that life is not like a book.
And he reached under the counter and pulled out this double-barrel shotgun and pointed at me, and I started laughing because I thought of Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny, and I'm standing there, and I'm saying, hey, that's real. They actually do. I thought they were in cartoons. There actually is such a thing. And, of course, the size of the barrels are in proportion to your fear, so they look like hubcaps. And I started laughing, and but being a smart man, under the cover of my laugh, I made it to the door and announced in my best Douglas MacArthur voice, you know, I shall return.
Wilson says he's got hours of stories like this one, but turning them into a stage show was not easy. Wilson was in the middle of finishing his new play, Gem of the Ocean. His longtime collaborator, Marion McClinton, was directing that effort. So for the one-man show, August Wilson turned to his assistant, Todd Kreidler.
I just thought, that, you know, oh, I need a director. I thought, well, Todd, you're a director. You know, you do it.
And I thought, you know, between Marion McClinton and Todd Kreidler, there's a whole field of professionals in the business perhaps you could have gone to. But I mean, of course, I said yes.
At first glance, 28-year-old Kreidler doesn't seem like the kind of artist you'd expect two-time Pulitzer Prize winner August Wilson to tap as a collaborator. He looks so young, any bartender would think twice about serving him. And Todd Kreidler is white.
So every theater we go in, people imagine, you know, maybe the guy who gets his coffee or whatever. But I work with him on the script and developing the material, and that sort of was born in rehearsal in Pittsburgh.
The two men have been working together for more than 3 years since Kreidler was assigned to assist Wilson with the Pittsburgh premiere of King Hedley II.
I remember one day in rehearsal in November, he brought me an index card and it had one of King's lines on it, King Hedley, and he said, man, I know this goes in the script. He said, but I don't know where. You got a place for it? And I said, I'll find three.
Since then, Kreidler has helped Wilson organize and refine both the screenplay of Fences and Wilson's new play.
At one point I told him, we're going to have to say Gem of the Ocean by August Wilson, Ty Kreidler, man, if this keeps up, man. But he has some good ideas about shifting material around and where to put it and why I should do it this way and put this here and stuff I was going to cut. He goes, oh, no, don't cut that here. You can use that here. And, you know, so I found out he knows the script better than I do in terms of his content and all that.
As soon as they finished work on Gem of the Ocean, Kreidler sent August Wilson home to Seattle. He told the playwright he'd come up with an outline for the one-man show. Again, Kreidler knew what he wanted. He insisted that Wilson include one story in particular, how the playwright fell in love at the seventh-grade Christmas pageant.
And I got cast as the symbols. Catherine Rand was saying, lo, the three wise men arrived at the manger of the Christ child, and I would clang the cymbal. Well, in the process of rehearsing this thing, I suddenly saw Catherine Rand for like the first time, you know, so I'm falling in love with her. And the cymbals, we didn't have cymbals, and we were borrowing them from another school, and we had to wait until, you know, they were through with their Christmas pageant before. So finally, the day of the performance, this, you know, she says, the cymbals are here. They're in the cloakroom upstairs. Go and get them, you know. When I get up there, there's Catherine Moran in the cloakroom, and she said, I come to get your cymbals. And I thought, like, my cymbals? And then she handed them to me. It was like handing Sir Lancelot his sword, you know. And in the shining heat of the moment in the cloister of the cloakroom, I kissed her.
Over the past few weeks, Wilson and Kreidler have trimmed the show to about 90 minutes. The set is simple: an armchair, a stool, and a small table with a pitcher of water and an ashtray, indispensable for a heavy smoker like Wilson. Todd Kreidler says he's envisioned an evening that's a cross between a theater piece and a homey visit with a playwright not usually known for telling sweetly sentimental stories about his childhood.
Part of the nature of the material and the spirit of the thing is to sort of subvert some expectations. So we kind of have an idea of what people might expect him to do. But then we're also going to do, hopefully pull the rug out on some of that. Actually, what I want to do is share a bit of the person I've gotten to know over the last 3.5 years, and that's the insight. I mean, I have logged probably thousands of hours of breakfast and hanging out and all-night sessions, so I want to try to share that with 100 people.
That may be a stretch for August Wilson. The writer says rehearsing for his debut as an actor has given him new respect for the people who usually perform his lines.
What I'm finding out is, in addition to, you know, the memorizing lines, physically exhausting, emotionally exhausting, you know, because we go through the rehearsal here and I finish the show and it's an hour, 20 minutes. I'm exhausted. And they go, we have some more rehearsing to do. And I go, no, you know, I'm tired. You know, so I'm finding out it's really hard.
The writer says he's getting more comfortable performing his personal stories. Director Todd Kreidler says he reminds Wilson of the advice the playwright always gives him.
You can't get it wrong, what he always tells me.
Neither Todd Kreidler nor August Wilson has any plans for How I Learned What I Learned beyond the 10 performances at Seattle Repertory Theater. Wilson says if he likes performing, and that's a big if, he'll think about taking the show on the road.
I jokingly say yes, and then I'll end up in New York and I'll get my HBO special, whereupon I will retitle the show, Move Over Chris Rock, and I'll start out with a big cardboard cutout of Chris Rock on the stage, and I'll walk out and pick it up and move it off. I said, move over!
Chris Rock doesn't need to worry yet. August Wilson's one-man show, How I Learned What I Learned, runs through June 2nd at Seattle Repertory Theater. Wilson's new play, Gem of the Ocean, is on stage in Chicago through this weekend. It moves to Los Angeles in July. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.